10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to RadioLawTalk.com. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Cal Hunter, my producer, how dare you start our show while I'm eating my breakfast sandwich?
I'm so sorry.
You are the meanest man in the world to not allow me to finish my breakfast sandwich that is half eaten.
Totally my bad.
And my tummy's really hungry. My co-host, Todd Kunin, sitting to my left, enjoying a great time we're going to have here. A rainy West Coast time right now. But, you know, we love the rain. We love the water. Thanks for being here. It's the 13th of April 2024. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. Or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We're going to have a great show today.
Those numbers, by the way, would be 855-529-7234.
Yeah, remember that. That's important to do that. So we're going to have a great show today. We're going to do a case or no case, which Cal tries to stump Todd and I. And I assume, since Denise is not here, Cal, it is double points Saturday. Isn't that true?
Double points Saturday. And wait, there's more. One special Hollywood edition of Radio Law Talk, of Case or No Case today.
Oh, I love those. Cal, you are the best case or no caser in the United States.
Why, thank you. Might be the only one, but that's okay.
Well, that's why you're the best.
Not important right now.
It's like my father-in-law used to tell me, you're my favorite son-in-law. Well, you know, five boys and one girl, am I married the only girl?
Well, there you go.
So I still am the favorite. We're going to talk about some interesting thing. There's going to be a sucker. I got to be careful in how I say things today because I've got a lot of puns I'm going to be throwing out today. But there's going to be a sucker in southern Utah that's going to buy this $5 million home and say, this is a beautiful home. And what's this little room here for, that little hiding, what do they call the escape room?
You know, panic room.
Panic room. What's all this? Why? I can't believe Jody Hildebrand's home is for sale, and it's for sale, and I know the southern Utah area fairly well. It's for sale for like kind of the normal price per square foot of what's going on out there. I'm not quite sure there's some sucker coming in from the East Coast is going to say, you know, I really want to be southern Utah near Zion's National Park, and wow, this is a beautiful home, and there's no disclosure. I wonder, under the California laws, I know, or under Utah laws, or whatever laws you're talking about, Tennessee, Texas, what are the disclosure laws? Do you disclose this was a house where Jody Hildebrand was arrested, and that there's supposedly this room where the kids were bound and kept, I'm going to say even word, almost tortured.
I just want to see what sort of spin the typical real estate agent puts on. Spare rooms for the kids to play in. Hide and go seek.
Perfect for babysitting.
Yes. Complimentary duct tape left by previous owner.
Right. Yeah. No, I looked at it. I read the whole thing on, they keep dropping the price, but I looked at it and it reads like a normal house for sale. But I'm wondering, disclosure. I know California has very tight disclosure laws. I wonder if Utah has disclosure laws that they've got to disclose. If you know that, if you're listening to us from Utah, 855 Law Radio, but I'm going to call my Utah realtor maybe during the break and ask them if there's disclosure laws. If, you know, like if someone passes away in a home, right? You have to tell them that, or
A homicide.
Homicide.
Obviously would be passing away.
Right, but yeah. Right. But it's stuff like that. So we're going to get into that. That's something we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about the very sad law firm a shooting of two lawyers down in Las Vegas this week.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And it is kind of a little, I'm going to say, a distance close to home. My partner in our Las Vegas office is friends with Dennis Price that was killed. In fact, the office was for years right across the hall from him. So sad tale, and we weren't gonna talk about it because a couple of interesting notes about, you know, not what you should or shouldn't do, but really a couple of things. It's like, as an attorney, be very careful when you do this type of thing. And we're going to get into what you should do to kind of try to protect yourself too as an attorney.
I'm curious, and I don't. It's going to sound like I'm making a joke, but I'm not. I'm curious what the disclosure laws are as it relates to commercial real estate and things that may have happened in an office.
Good one.
That's true too. No, I think you're right.
I wonder if there is something.
I think you're right. So we're going to talk about that. Get into that a little bit. Jay Leno, the latest on his. What a great guy, Jay Leno. 43 years married. I mean, that is unusual. 43 years. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about this Marvel star. I know Todd knows a lot about him, but, you know, I'm not into the Marvels. But Jonathan Majors, what's going on there? And my daughter's favorite singer, Morgan Wallen. Boy, talk about we're going to play one of his songs, and we're going to discuss what's going on in Morgan Wallen's life right now in Nashville. And then as we do that, then we're going to do a lot of fun things for 3 hours. This is 3 hours long, so stick around and join us and enjoy us. So I think with only two of us, Todd, I think, Cal, we're going to have time to just set up and give the scenario of the case or no case. Don't you think we have time for that?
I think we might at that. Let's give it a shot. Let's,
right,
let's see what we got.
It's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Now the matter of a man and wife from Canada who decided they just don't roll that way anymore. Sergei and Natasha Fedorov were not getting along. They had recently immigrated to Canada, and Sergei had purchased tires from Canada Tire for his wife's Pontiac. He had one rebate card of $150 for the purchase. Natasha decided the rebate money was hers, so she stole it, went to the local casino, and won $95,000 by swiping the card. Sergei said to her, "I want my money. That card is mine." Natasha said in a better voice, "My car, my tires, my card, my money." They weren't all that happy to begin with, so what happened, as you might imagine, is Sergei decided, you know what, this is the card that breaks the camel's back, so I am going to go and get a divorce attorney, and we'll see what happens there. Who wins the card? Who gets the 95 grand? All coming up on case or no case. So that's the setup.
So do you know where they're from? No, just the accent was not very good. But
no.
Well, you know, so
Russia.
Russia.
My voice has been bad lately. Right, I'm so sorry about that.
Just making sure that in this scenario, there's no, I don't know, moose and a flying squirrel also involved.
There
or anything
is the
like
guy.
That?
Is the guy who saved a moose?
Okay,
that's for people 60 or older. What were the name? Bullwinkle?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Fan mail from some founder? Not a Bullwinkle. Anyway, never mind.
My
voice is so bad, I'm sorry. But.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Well, we're going to find out what's going on with that when we come back.
This is Canada, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out if it's a case or not a case, and what, if anything, was the outcome. And we get double points.
And by the way, despite the tease earlier, this is not the special Hollywood edition. That's
okay.
Coming up much later.
Let's just roll out of this, Cal. Let's just get out of this and come back after the break and see if Todd and I can make a bunch of points on Denise. That's all that matters.
$95,000. Nice. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk with Todd and Fred. After we take our first break of the big broadcast, you'll want to stay tuned for all 3 hours on many great local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com, where we stream the show free for you.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of claw washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
And the prosecution has not presented one single piece of evidence against me.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Well, all I got to say is the best thing is I just got a note that I got to take my Subaru in to the dealership. And I don't.
Do you own a Subaru, Fred?
No, I don't. So hold on, Cal. I'm going to take a little bit of time and run down to the.
Your car was Subaru. Made by the Subaru company?
Yes. Wait a minute. It's a Subaru. Says I got to come in for my I'm going to say report. I just have to say off the wall stuff like that. What is a Subaru? All right. So, Cal, we've got these Canadian husband and wife.
Russian emigres, Boris and Natasha.
And yes. They're in Canada. And
right. They
somehow get this gift card or something.
He buys tires for his wife's car.
Right.
They give him a rebate card.
Right.
She steals it, runs to the casino, swipes it. Wins $95,000 and then fights to keep the money for herself. And that led to a visit to a divorce lawyer.
So can I talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. First of all, Denise isn't here to tell us, and we don't know what Canada law is, but we're going to talk generally speaking. And then you got in the Cal psyche is the second thing you have to, it's a two-step process. Yeah. So the normal process would be, clearly, that was community property, right? Clearly, they were married at the time. Whatever winnings she made, they split. That's all there is to it. They can divorce, do whatever they want, but they split it. And that's community property during the marriage. I assume there's no facts other than that, and it's that simple. Now.
But wait, one more thing.
Yes.
At the end of this, I'm going to give you a trivia question. We already know that Boris's last name in Rocky and Bullwinkle was Badenoff. What was Natasha's last name? That will be a trivia question.
Was Boris part of
Boris Rocky? Yeah, he was the
Rocky.
Yeah, he was in Rocky and Bullwinkle. Boris Badenoff.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a good trivia thing.
Boris and Natasha. So, what do you think, Todd, about this case or no case? Fred,
well, hold on.
Forget it.
Well, wait.
I thought you said no case.
No. I'm on step two.
Okay.
Now, step one is it's a case, and that's clearly a. But then now I get into, and it's clearly community property. Now I get into the fact that we've got a Cal situation. So, no, I'm saying it is a case.
A Cal situation. That's good, Fred.
I'm going to say it's a case, and I'm going to say Natasha wins for some reason. I don't know why.
Very nice. Todd, what do you think? Case or no case in the case of Boris versus Natasha?
Boris versus Natasha. Let me tell you. In Soviet Russia. A grizzly bear act as adjudicator for all divorces. Person who win, fight with grizzly bear, keep all assets. That's the way it is and be like
if
it.
If you win.
Yes, yes. We have ways of making you stay together. Look, let's see here. I agree with everything that Fred said. If it's assuming it's community property, there's really no issue about legally whose it should or shouldn't be. It's both of theirs. I mean, unless prior to her going, there was some manifestation of separate, but I doubt it. So, or they were separating. So I'm going to say it's community property. And you know what? I'll say the husband wins. He is able to recoup his share of the money.
Oh, half of the 95,000.
Whatever he's entitled to, she doesn't get to keep it all. I guess that's what I'm saying. The husband wins because she doesn't get to keep it all. Whatever he's entitled to, he gets.
Fair enough. Well, here's the answer to this this case or no case, if I may.
Ooh, here we go.
Scenario, I just made the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my heavens. That was a good one.
Next hour, Mount Shasta, California, and hey, there's a fly in my water. That's next hour on Conk.
Didn't you have another question about what's your bucket's last name?
Boris Badenoff and Natasha. What do you think?
Badenoff.
Boris Badenoff and Natasha. It was not Badenoff.
I can't get the name out of my head, so I just have to say it, and I know it's not her, but I'm going to go with Romanoff.
Oh, good one. I think that's a spaghetti.
Natasha Romanoff was actually the actual name for Black Widow in the Marvel movies, played by Scarlett Johansson.
Good, close enough.
I think that's her.
It's Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale, as in femme fatale.
That
is case or no case. Next hour, there's a fly in my water.
All right. Well, all I got to say is the people out there saying, wow, I'm sure glad I know Natasha's name now. Hold on. Let's stop what we're doing and do that. So, look, it's very rare in this world, let alone Hollywood, that people stay married for very long. In fact, I just read this morning the senior bachelor, the old man bachelor, and I didn't watch it. He and his wife got married. 2 months later, they're divorced, or they're getting a divorce. So there you go, Todd. You're going to go on the senior bachelor, whatever they call it. I
didn't pass the background check. Yeah, okay. They make you take a psych eval, and they say, we just can't do that to the ladies.
Anyway, they're getting a divorce. Jay Leno's been married 43 years. And the sad part about marriage and life is you get older. And as you get older, apparently the wife has got dementia.
Yeah, and better and worse. Exactly.
Yeah, for better, for worse, right. As they say. Okay. Well, Cal's had dementia for a long time, so that's not...
I'm sorry, what?
There's nothing...
did we move from speaking generally about marriage or specifically to Jay Leno? Because the sad part about marriage is you get older and your wife gets dementia. Like, everybody's wife gets dementia?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right.
All our wives got dementia, except for your...
Well. If they didn't have dementia, they never would have married you to begin with. That's probably was a check mark in the favor column for me.
That was the
me.
Trick. That was the trick. That was my 6 month time period. I look good.
Yeah.
But all right, I better get one now while I'm 6 months. But you know what? 43 years married. She's got dementia, and Jay Leno is seen walking out after he has to appear in court in Los Angeles. And as he appears in court, it's just kind of sad but happy. That what a wonderful guy that is now taking care of his wife and gets. Basically, as becomes the guardian of his wife.
It's officially. A conservatorship, right?
Conservatorship, yeah.
And he's not married to Britney Spears, is he?
No. But anyway, there we go with Jay. Good job, Jay, and being a great husband and a person in general. I'm a Jay Leno fan. So.
Way to tough it out, man.
Yeah, we'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Todd Kunin, and there is much more of the big broadcast coming right up after we take a quick break. So you stay tuned. We'll continue after this.
Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're BizToCredit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I am big.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Now, we got a lot of things we're going to talk about, Jody Hildebrand, but let's talk about that. And then after that, Todd, let's get into the Crumley case where they were prosecuted and found guilty. That's the parents of the kid that was 15-year-old that was the shooter. And this unprecedented case of first time ever parents liable criminally for their children's acts. We're going to talk about that and get into details, and about also how the Arizona rancher that we talked about last week, that trial's going on still.
Yeah.
And some interesting things that Todd's following that one really close that occurred with the judge and the defense lawyer, and some interesting stuff to talk about. I just, this is crazy. Some of these people that are being prosecuted for stuff that I'm almost flat out just shaking my head, And I'm not saying that about the Crumleys, but I'm just saying it's going to be interesting that the Supreme Court's going to be busy. These guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, and they're going to be busy, assuming there's even room for them to take some of these cases.
I know.
And that's the hard part.
I know. It seems like everything goes up. But let's skip to Jody Hildebrand. Now, Jody Hildebrand, those of you who don't know, that's the case in Utah where the children were abused by this. She's a therapist that was hired by the Frankie family, right?
Ruby Frank.
By the way, I've heard people say Ruby Frankie too.
I've heard it both ways. I've heard it both ways.
So anyway, long story short, Anyway, long story short, the house is for sale. Judy Hildebrand, apparently, I didn't realize. I read a little more about it. She's divorced and apparently estranged from her family, and she is a therapist that the Frankies hired?
No E. No E. It's Frank. It is Frank. You're correct. It is Frank without the E, just to make it easier.
Even though it says E on it.
Yeah, we'll set the standard. There's no E
so,
on Frank.
So it says,
I just know
pronounce
people
it
know,
Frank?
I know people know the family, so it is
okay,
pronounced
it's Frank.
Frank. Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah. So they got a first name, last name.
Exactly.
All right, so the Frank family is, these kids are abused in this house of Hildebrand's down in a place called Ivins, Utah. And I know where it generally is. It's in southern Utah. This house is a 10,000 square foot home. How she could afford that, obviously she was charging people pretty large rates to give them therapy or give them advice about what to do with the children. And they obviously had, and I've watched this actual footage on YouTube, if you're interested to see exactly what happened when they came and arrested her. But and then they found this the young girl, the 9-year-old, that was sitting in this room. They call it an escape room. Apparently an escape room is if you have to hide from someone, and took four hours for this little girl to finally get up and leave. Her head was shaved. She was sitting, like Indian style with her arms folded. For 4 hours it took them, and they brought her pizza, tried to coax her out, and she finally came out. And that's the 9-year-old sister, Eve, because remember the 12-year-old brother ran away and went to the neighbors. But this house is for sale, and we're interested. Todd and I are reading about it, and it says nothing about, anything special. It looks like a normal house is for sale. The asking price is a little bit high, but I know the general area, and it's per square foot. It's about right there where the other homes are going to be priced per square foot. But what's the disclosure? Do you have to disclose? I mean, how many people are not going to know that this is this famous house?
Yeah, so I, my
torture home.
My crack legal research here. So
okay.
The statutory requirements, and I'm using the term crack actually as part of this. So if if there was anything that made the home like toxic or chemical, somebody was running a meth lab, anything like that, those are required disclosures in the state of Utah. Interestingly enough, it's not an automatic, you're not automatically required to disclose if somebody died in the home. You're not required.
In Utah, you're not.
You're not required to disclose if there was a felony committed or other crimes committed, unless they're the type of crime like having a meth lab that could affect the toxicity of the home.
Don't you think in a town that size, though, guys, that everybody's going to know and somebody's going to tell potential buyers, that's the infamous Frank home?
Well, that's and that's the
other Frank Hildebrand.
Hildebrand home, whatever it is. Yeah,
that's the other end. So the affirmative disclosure requirement is not there for something like this. However, what if the buyer asks?
Forget if the buyer asks. Let's back up. What if the buyer does the own realtor have to tell their buyer and has a fiduciary obligation to its buyer? Okay, someone represents the buyer coming in out of L.A., let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Does that realtor have to tell him, look, this is the Hildebrand home?
Well, again, let's get back to the if the person asks, okay?
Okay.
And this is why I think it might – if I'm representing a buyer, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to get this house, the price of this house, down as much as I can. And if I know that this has happened – in this house, I mean, whether or not I have a duty to disclose to the people that I represent as their buyer's agent, there may be a reason why I'd want to disclose it because, look, I can go to them and say, look, they don't have to disclose this up front, but if we ask, they have to disclose this, and if we ask and now they have to disclose it, now we've got a bargaining chip to do what? Make them lower the price.
Well, of course, you think that your realtor, if you're coming in as the buyer, should tell you that in order to. I think that they have a fiduciary obligation to do that. If you hire a realtor to represent you, that's supposedly from the area, right?
Yes, but the seller's realtor doesn't have an obligation right off the bat to list this unless they're asked.
They don't have to disclose it unless they're asked. Come in as a buyer and hire the realtor that is also the seller's realtor. That happens sometimes. Does that realtor have to disclose to you about what's going
okay,
on?
Okay, so the conflict of interest. I can tell you personally. It's just me. Whether or not there was something associated with the property, just as a general rule, I don't know that I would ever feel comfortable having the
representation
being represented as have the same person represent both the buyer and the seller. Because how do I know you're negotiating for me in good faith?
Well, the good thing is it does come with ropes and handcuffs.
Yes.
So this is not a funny thing, but it is funny. It's
not ha-ha funny. But
the home, if you look at it, it's now for sale for $4,995,000. It is a gorgeous home, beautiful views of the Red Rocks, and just in a neighborhood that's a very upscale neighborhood. Now, what I've decided, and I've thought about this, Cal and Todd, I've decided we should make an offer on the home together.
Yeah, maybe Radio Lot Talk Studio B. Think of this.
Yes, we can make an offer, and I think the offer should be, I'm going to say we offer them $90,000. What do you are you willing to kick in on $90,000?
Yeah, I can cover a couple G's of that.
All right.
Yeah. Will you take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check?
Yes,
because if so, I'm all over
me.
That.
Yes. So we're going to offer $90,000.
$90,000. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I'm going to predict on this radio show right now. I'm going to do a prediction. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong. We're not gambling. We're not betting. I'm predicting. It started at $5.3 million, it's dropped to $5 million, and now it's $4.995 million. This home is going to go for in the $3 million range.
Yeah, I think that's a fair
thing. They're going to be dropping it over $1 million more because there's just nobody that's going to buy that thing.
And you know why, Fred? I think the buyer would get it and say, I have to remodel out of this house of horrors.
Right, well, you have to remodel out that room, that's for sure.
Yeah, at least
and then you know what? Yeah. Maybe they'll rent it.
I'm just waiting for the last minute listing price offer. Oh, who's the buyer? Corey Richens.
Oh! Those of you who don't know that, look, it's another Utah mom that decided to... That's innocent until proven guilty, but she's being prosecuted for trying to supposedly poison her husband. We're talking about that. When we come back, I guess we'll have to talk about it now when we come back.
Yeah. Now will the house have a poison room?
Oh, yeah. Why do we laugh? It's so sad what we have to laugh about this stuff. Todd can't stop laughing over there.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
We'll be back.
This is good. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. You stay right there. We'll stay here. We promise the big broadcast will continue after we break away.
You found Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
It's hard to be sure, sir.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Did you know I actually went to the concert when that first came out? Styx, Too Much Time on My Hands. That's the song right there.
Yep, yep.
Too Much Time. I actually went to the Cow Palace in Oakland, California, and saw Styx play there.
Cool.
I think it was the Cow Palace.
That's a great venue. That's where the Beatles played when they first came.
Well, that's pretty much the only place in Northern California that really was around that big bands played at that time back in the 70s and early 80s.
Okay, so you really have to be a pro football fan and a pro football fan of, say, number two draft pick quarterbacks that don't work out that play for New York teams.
Okay.
Well, there's narrowing it down. But the reason why I say this is the other day, this video popped up, and it was a video of Styx with the Too Much Time on My Hands song and the guy singing it. It wasn't Rick Ocasek, the dark-haired guy. It was the blonde guy.
Rick Ocasek was the Cars.
Oh, the Cars. Yeah, sorry.
Tommy Shaw. Not Tommy Shaw. Was it Tommy Shaw singing it?
No, it was...
Dennis DeYoung.
It might have been Tommy.
Dennis DeYoung's the head guy.
The guy who was singing it in this video.
Right.
Looked just like Zach Wilson, former BYU quarterback.
Oh, really?
And soon to be probably former quarterback of the New York Jets. But I was looking at it going,
That's the new singer of the Styx?
No, that was the singer of Styx because this was from the late 70s, early 80s.
No, who sings that is Tommy Shaw.
Yeah. And so he looks like...
He does.
He looks like Zach Wilson. And I'm starting to think, do we need to do a DNA test here? But he looked just like him.
The height of Tommy Shaw and Zach Wilson, no way.
Unless Zach's mom is like.
Well, Zach's mom was known as a pretty hottie. You know?
No, mom. His mom's pretty. Yeah, his dad was a former football player, and they're athletes. Apparently, his brother is supposed to be a good quarterback too, coming out of Utah. So.
Apparently, Zach Wilson's mom also has a very attractive friend.
Well, at least one.
We've gone off track.
Yeah, we've gone way off track. We're talking about Zach Wilson's girlfriend, too.
Apparently, we're not confirming anything.
I will neither confirm.
Let's not start rumors here. Oh, these could be friends. They're friends from a different, from friends of a friend. Anyway, let's go off to, we're so far off the rails. Everything we've done today has been off the rails. Let's go to Jennifer Crumley's and what's the husband's? I know it's Crumley. What's his name?
Mr. Crumley.
So this, let me just do a quick background. This is the case is in Wisconsin, correct?
Michigan.
Yes, Michigan. I meant Michigan.
His name is James.
Yeah, James Crumley, where they have a son who's 15, and it's legal to have guns in Michigan, and they had a gun. He had a gun. They had bought him a gun for Christmas, and He put his gun in the backpack, unbeknownst to them, and had it in his backpack at school. And teacher saw him drawing some, pretty bad pictures of him, showing him shooting, something to that effect. The drawings, and brought the parents in, and apparently nothing was done. And he went back to his backpack and shot. Two or three were killed. I don't remember.
I thought it was four.
Whatever it was, it was sad. It was a sad situation. And the issue here is no matter what you say or how you say it, it does not – it's just a bad deal. There's just a bad situation here. And the families that had these lost their children, it's just tragic. I mean, that gets into another thing of what schools should be doing to protect these kids. Again, I'm a little bit off on this maybe, but I think it's almost like the schools. Now, yes, can they sneak it in, throw it over the fence or whatever, but they should probably at least try to check backpacks or have them go through a metal detector when they come into high school. I don't think that's that bad of an idea. But anyway, and so the Crumleys were found guilty, the first ever in the United States parents found guilty for the actions of their son. And not only found guilty, but 10 to 15 years each.
Yeah.
And Todd, let's talk about that. You wanted to correct the Corey Richens thing before we get into that.
We can keep with this.
Correct it later. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So here's the interesting thing. This one's going to go to the Supreme Court. I don't know how it can't. Bad parenting, the question is, can you be criminally charged for bad parenting? As a personal injury lawyer, you can be sued civilly for bad parenting and something your kids did that you may have had control over. But now it's saying you can be criminally charged. And it's just such a energized subject now of kids being shot in schools that is this just the culmination of we're going to do something about this, and the Crumleys are the ones that are going to prison for bad parenting? And is this a slippery slope that we said in law school, it starts here, where does it end? And let me tell you, this is my wife's told me this morning about this, Todd. My wife said the following. My wife said, does that mean gangbanger parents are going to go to prison?
Exactly. this is frustrating. Because there's no real, how do I put this? There was no jury instruction on point for holding a parent accountable for actions of their kids. Anytime you talk about voluntary or involuntary manslaughter, what they're charged with, it is the jury instructions and the law is crafted so that if a person does something and the direct consequence of that person doing something leads to the death of another person. Like I go into a crowded mall and I just start firing my gun wantonly and somebody dies. That's a direct result of me and something I did. it doesn't take into consideration this next step, or what sometimes people call an intervening circumstance. And so when they crafted their jury instructions, they came up with it for this, they were kind of making something on the fly. And I think that's one thing that any court's going to have to look at and say, sorry, you can't do that. The defendants are denied due process because at the time there was no law on this, right? You're making up jury instructions after the fact. And anyway, but
it's a no-win too, Todd.
Exactly.
It's a no-win because it's the sad thing that someone needs to pay for this. Well, the 15-year-old boy did. Clearly, he's going to prison. But someone's got to pay for this heinous crime. And I think the finger's being pointed at the bad parents that are bad parenting. But is that criminally, they should be going to prison for 15 years?
What this kind of reminds me of is, you remember the case? It was 6 months to a year before this one. Of the kindergartner that took the gun to school and shot his teacher.
Yep,
okay.
I remember that.
And then they prosecuted the mom. Now, that one I was okay with, because what was the charge? The charge was child endangerment.
Right.
She wasn't charged with anything as it related to the victim. She was charged because she allowed her child.
Which was, by the way, like 5, 6?
Yes. Charged because she allowed the child to be in a dangerous circumstance where they don't have access to a gun they could take to school. You want to charge the Crumleys with that?
About their kid? Yes.
Fine. Have at it. You let it all be about whether or not he should have had a gun or shouldn't have had a gun, and whether or not it put him in a bad situation. This taking it one step further. I just don't agree with that, and you're right. Something's got to be up on appeal.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the Supreme Court's going to do with this, because this is the first one in the whole United States that has occurred, and we're going to watch to see what happens. But what's that mean, 10 to 15? That means, I mean, it's kind of like, these are these weird laws. Maybe I'm just used to the California laws or federal laws, but 10 to 15 means the parole board or someone else has the opportunity to decide if it's 10 or 15 or what?
Well, you've heard of good time credits, right?
Yeah, right.
So somebody gets good time. Okay. In the state of California, for example, your good time credits are statutory. It means they start accruing and nobody really has to determine it. You're entitled to it by statute unless you screw it up. Other states let the housing body determine whether or not you
get the credits.
Get those credits.
Got it.
10 to 15. You're doing 10. And it's up to them to determine whether you do 15.
Right. All right. That's interesting stuff. We do not want to downplay the sadness of what happened in the shootings. And that is just absolutely terrible, those parents that have to deal with this. But what is this going to do about the United States? And again, like someone said, what about the gang members that kill other gang members? Are their parents going to be liable? But again, this is... Look, everyone's going to argue the point, and I don't want to belabor it, but yes, this is a terrible thing that happened. We'll be back.
Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.